We are up to Daf Yud Dalad Amud Aleph. We're going through. Yeah, exactly. So Kum Lan Lablach Gemara. We're up to Daf Yud Dalad Amud Aleph. We are going through the Yud Ches Dover that Shammai basically at that moment had more people than Hillel, and so the Paschal like Shammai. There's another very similar to that, and we'll see it tomorrow a little bit of that. So, and in Erevin. We are up to the Gemara here, about 12 lines from the top, where it says, "Haba roishay v'rubay b'mayim she'uvin." Okay, everyone has it?
Yep.
Okay, "Haba roishay v'rubay b'mayim she'uvin," that after one went to the mikveh, he went inside a pool of mayim she'uvin. My timer. So we had like this, we said, if somebody goes into a pool of mayim after he went to the mikveh, on that very same day, he went into a pool of mayim shuvin, he becomes tummy. Why would he become tummy? And then we also said if a person was completely tummy, the next one is it fell on his head, three loygin of mayim shuvin. Now why should this guy be tummy? My time goes to be rabban tummy. Why is he tummy? Omer Rabibi Omer Rav Asi. I'll tell you what happened. He says shibetchila in the beginning. People will go to the mikveh in water, inside caves. They were gathered, they wanted to be discreet. The thing was v'sruchim, they had a terrible smell. So afterwards, they would take a place upon themselves, mayim shuvin, to wash themselves off. Then they started doing that in a permanent way. What's wrong with that? So we'll see in a minute. Gozer aleim tumah. So decided if you're going to do that after the mikveh, you can go ahead and put mayim shuvim, you become tummy. My cover, what do you mean they did it in a permanent way? Amar Abayi shay oimrim, because people started to say, loy elu mitarin, elu ve'elu mitarin. They thought that's both part of the process. In order to become tar, you have to go to a mikveh, and then you have to go in mayim shuvim. Omele Rava, who cares? Mine not coming in as long as you went to the mikveh. So what if people make that mistake to think you need both? Hakodahot Tavli Mahanach, with the fact that he went to the mikveh. So the Gemara Elova Rava Shaya Oimrim, they would say, Lo Eilu Mitarin, Ela Eilu Mitarin. They would say that it's actually not the mikveh. They would say it's the last thing you do. Hakol Hoylchach Rachitim. What's the last thing you do? You do Mayim Shuvin. And what's going to happen eventually is they're going to stop going to the mikveh and just do the Mayim Shuvin. And they'll table with that. And the Torah says clearly you need a mayin and a boy mikveh mayim. That's why it is also. And the Gemara says, and v'toyer shenofla roishoy. Okay, that's case number one when you went into mayim shuvin. Then the other case is that it fell on him three loygin of water shuvin. My timer goes with beit rabban. Why would rabban go is over there? Ilaha lekaimaha. Because this gzeira, if you would allow this to continue, then people wouldn't understand the other gzeira. If you didn't have a gzera that a toydig person, if they put mayim shuvin on themselves, they become tummy, then after tefillah, then they don't understand what's the chilah going in, falling on your head, they couldn't see the difference. Now, the machlekes is showing whether this only applies to a person who is going to the mikveh for taras, or even let's say a woman a nida as well, is she allowed to take a bath or a shower afterwards? Or not. And those who say that it only applies to Taharis, and the reason is, according to Acharonim, because by Taharis, you need to have Kavana. But by Nida, we learn in the Gemara, that if the Rav says that if a Nida falls into a mikveh, be'oinis, she becomes Tahar. In other words, you don't need any Kavana. So therefore, when it comes by a mikveh, By Taharis, we make all these gzeiros. When it comes to Nida, we don't. So I guess by men as well, where do we fit in? Whether you're allowed to take a shower afterwards or not. Okay, so that's the Gemara Vayter. And then the way Rashi learns is, Kol Oysa Hayyayin. Because others say if you go home, it's in a different place already, it doesn't come under the gzeiro at all. But Rashi seems to say, Kol Oysa Hayyayin, doesn't matter where. It doesn't say in that same place. But anyway, so that's the Gemara Vayter. The sefer, it says also that if you touch a sefer, with your hands, become tummy. Now, Rashi says we're talking about all kisvei kaid. Sorry, first of all, we're talking about the sefer. The sefer is that they used to, they would touch a sefer become tummy. We're talking about the whole Tanakh. Why? Not just the sefer Torah. Others learn just the sefer Torah, but why? My time goes rabbanon. Oh, I'm a shashi, but chila. People thought that truma is holy, a sefer Torah is holy. So if you have truma, you want to hide it somewhere, store it somewhere. Where's the better place than an Aron Kodesh to put your truma? So they would put the truma, imagine that, the food right next to the svarim. And the Omru, and they said, high Kodesh, high Kodesh. What's the difference? The sefer Torah is holy and the truma is holy. They saw then that they were starting to make a big hefsir because mice would come and so on and so forth. Is goes by Rabbanon Tumah. The Rabbanon will go is a Tumah. They will go is, you know, get the only way to I guess alert people that they shouldn't put this the thing next to the Svarim. So they make this Gzeda. Then it becomes Tameh. Anything that touches a Sefer becomes Tameh. So the Truma will become Tameh. Vayedaim. They also made a rule that hands are always Tameh. Why are hands always Tameh? Your hands are busy all the time. They touch parts of the body that shouldn't be touched, and therefore your hands, and we don't care if your hands touch the Rishon, they touch the Sheni, they always become tummy. So for Truma, they become tummy, and as Rashi says, it's a Gnai for Truma that your hands should touch them, so therefore you have to wash your hands before you eat Truma. So it's either because they actually touch tummy or because you touch parts of your body that are dirty, slimy, sweaty, and it's not appropriate then from there to go ahead and eat truma. Okay. Tony, we learned, af yadayim habayis machm the sefer, poise the truma. They made another rule that if a hand touches a sefer, it becomes, if your hand touches the actual parts from the sefer, it becomes tummy. Poise the truma, therefore if it touches truma, it makes it possible. Why? Why did they make this gzeira about your hand touching a sefer Torah becomes possible? Because of the panach's din. What was the panach's din? That is, if somebody holds a sefer Torah, orum, if somebody, this is the very end of the scene of Gemara Megillah, if somebody holds a sefer Torah, the sefer Torah is without a mantle, touches the sefer itself, the parchment, nikber orum, he will be buried naked. That's the punishment. What do you mean naked? That you will be buried without naked, without any mitzvahs. Because he touched the sefer Torah, the parchment, therefore he shall lose all the merits and all the mitzvahs he did in his lifetime. If you, let's say, held the sefer Torah because you wanted to learn from it, or you wanted to do the parsha, read the parsha that day, that mitzvah you did with that sefer Torah at that time is stripped away from you. What you did. So therefore, the merit akana that you shouldn't even touch the sefer because you become tummy. So the obvious question is, if we have a general rule, your hand is tummy, what's the point of adding another rule that if your hand touches the sefer, the parchment, it becomes tummy? It's tummy anyway, your hands are always tummy. So you want a high goza bereisha. So which gzeira came first? Ilei maha goza bereisha, that first they made the stam yadayim a tummy. That was the first thing they did. If you want to touch truma, kivan dehach goza bereisha so lovely. Once you goza that your hand is tummy, why do you have to be goza again? That about a sefer Torah. Elahach goza bereisha v'hod goza bekula yadayim. First they were goza on a sefer Torah, and only afterwards were they goza that generally hands are tummy. Okay. The next thing that was listed was tfu yoyim. So a guy. Tell me, he had to go to mikveh, and then he has to wait until sunset before he can eat truma. So the question is, Tful Yoim is not a gzeira of Shammai. Tful Yoim is a din of the Torah, learned from a pasuk. So why is it included in the 18 things? Really, what Tful Yoim? Tful Yoim that I see. Tful Yoim is from a Torah. The chesiv says a pasuk, "Vor Hashemish, the sun will go down." The Torah, how then does it become Torah? And only afterwards can you go ahead and eat from kachim. So you must say, you're right. Sami mekan tful yoyim. From the 18 things, remove the dinner tful yoyim. The next thing you said was that oichlin shenitmu b'mashkin. That if mashkin comes in, now remember in the laws of tumah, we said that a rishon cannot be metame an odom. A rishon l'tumah cannot be metame kelim. A rishon l'tumah can only be metame food or drink. And if it does, it makes it into a sheni. And by chulin, that's the end of the line. So by chulin, the sheni is called pasul. By truma, it makes a shlishi. Shlishi is pasul, and the sheni is matami. So oichel and mashkin that touches truma, sheni that touches truma becomes a shlishi. So you say over here that if mashkin touches oichlin, that the oichlin become tami. Mashkin the mai. What are we talking about here? Ilem of a mashkin hamor and machasheret. The sheret is an avatuma. That sheret touches mashkin, which is a rishonal tuma, and then that mashkin touched food, it became a shemul tuma. Then duraisinu. That's the law of tuma. Because now that this food is a sheni, when it comes in contact with truma, it becomes a shlishi. The chsiv, it says in the pasuk, chol mashke asher yishasa, that any mashke you drink, and any side of keli will become tummy. Ella, what are we talking about? The mashkin haboyin machmas yadayim. We're talking about that you made a gzeda that your hands are tummy. Then your hands touched mashke before you wash your hands. And the Rabban will go by your hands. And then your hands touch the mashke. And therefore, that mashke now touches kelim. That's a gzeda the Rabbanon that your kelim should. The mashke now is a sheni or even less, because your whole thing of your hand becoming tummy is only gzeda the Rabbanon and touches mashkin, so it's a sheni. And yet, that mashkin touches food. That food becomes tummy and can able tummy truma. Now, why should that be? That's a very big chumrah. So he says, you know why we did that? The gzeda, because we made a gzeda, mishum mashkin haboyim mach masheretz. True, the mashkin touched your hand, and your hand is only gzeda de rabbonon. But there are occasions where mashkin is a rishon. Where if a mashkin came in contact with a sheretz, the mashkin is a rishon, and if it touches food, the taka will be tummy. So therefore, we went a step further and said, if your hands touch the mashkin, that mashkin can also be metame, generate tumor, and spread it to food. Yeah. Now, why is it that we were gozer only a mashkin, that a mashkin becomes like a rishon? That's what we did basically. That if your hands touch mashkin, we said your mashkin becomes like a rishon. Your hands are shniyah say. And yet we made a gzeda that if it touches mashkin, it becomes a rishon. A gzeda because of maybe mashkin will come in contact with the sheretz. And now it's matami food. Why don't you make the same gzeda that if your hands touch food, your food becomes a rishon? So Rashi, you know, the Shem explained, because when it comes to food, not always does it become tummy. It has to first be mukshir, prepared to mekabel tumah. It has to become wet from the seven mashkin. But water or liquid always becomes tummy straight away. So therefore, we're much more machmir by mashkin than we're machmir by food. Okay, so then the Gemara continues, and another gzeda. V'hakelim shenitnu b'mashkin. Another gzeda made was that if mashkin, which mahatoyda, cannot be metame kelim, because mashkin, even if it really is a rishon, does not have the capacity to metame kelim, only food and drink. But if your mashkin touches kelim, and then that these kelim become tame. Kelim, the even mashkin, what kind of mashkin are we talking about? Ilem of the mashkin, the zov, if we're talking about a zov. We know, we learn that by a zov, that anything that emanates from him, his saliva, his emission, his urine, it becomes tamei, so it's tamei medaraisa. So if the saliva, which is like an avatumah, it's like the zov himself, if it touches the keg, the tele taka comes a rishon mahatoida. You don't have to make a special gzeda. The raisin in the chsiv, because it says a pasuk, v'chi yoroi kazov, if the zov will spit batoir, and then he has to wash the clothes. So we see it's an avatumah, that the saliva of a zov is like the zov himself, it's an avatumah, which means if it touches the keg will become a rishon, or the clothes. And we compare other things to saliva as well. Anything which you collect before you goes out. So, mashabiyad toir to meisilach. That part there, some people erase from the Gemara, but something to do with something else. Anything that you carry as well. Ella's Gemara says, you're right. You know what we're talking about? Mashkin haboyim mach masheretz. If liquid became tameh from a sheretz, so that liquid is only a rishon mahatoira. So mahatoira, it cannot be metameh kelim. Yet the Rabbanan said, if that mashkin touched the keli, we're going to treat the keli like a rishon. And why is that? Gzeda, we're decreeing because there is a mashkin that has the capacity to metame keli. That's if the mashkin emanated from a zov. So we decided to take it a step further, that any mashkin, if it's technically a rishon mahatera, how? By touching a sheretz, Rabbanan, if it touches a keli, will become tame, because next time mashkin from a zov, people will make that mistake. So mashkin is zov. Okay. The Yadayim Tamid Shama Vihilgozer. So what's the question? You said over here that when it comes to Yadayim, that your hands are always considered Tamei. This came from Tamid Shama Vihil. So not Shama Vihil himself, it came from the Tamid Shama Vihil. Freddy Gemara, but what do you mean? But Shammai Hill Gozer, Shammai Hill themselves, they were the ones who were gozer it. The Tanya we learned, Yosi ben Yezer is trader. It says, Yosi ben, we're going to prove now that Shammai Hill made a gzeira on Yodayim. Now the simple answer would have been, if you remember, we learned there were two stages. First, they made Yodayim, if you touch a parchment of a sefer, Toda, or according to other Rishonim, or Kisvei Kedush, Rashi. And then the next stage was Tamidei Shammai, any hands. But because the words of Shammai Hill are Yodayim Stam, it seems that they also, whoever, if they were goyzer, they were goyzer on all Yodayim. So what did Tamidei Shammai, Tamidei Hill do that Shammai Hill didn't do? Says the Gemara, this is the question. The time we learned the Braisa, Yosi ben Yezer ish trader, the Yosi ben Yochanan ish Yerushalayim, Gozu, they made it, so a few gzeiras here. Number one, they were goyzer tumah aler tzamim. They were goyzer tumah that if as soon as you walk into Chutz La'aretz, there might be grave sites everywhere, because in Eretz Yisrael, Rabbanu went and he made the lines, outlined where all the kvarim are. But if you went to Chutz La'aretz, could be you went over a grave, and if you touched it, you become tamei. If you were oils, you just walked over it. The machleket Hashem Yichay and the Rabbanon, whether you become tamei or not, the Rabbanon said you do, as Yichay you don't. But everyone agrees that you become tamei by touching or lifting, and maybe you became tamei. The alkleis chuchis and a glass keli that it becomes tamei, even though the Torah doesn't mention glass, it mentions metal, doesn't mention glass. And Shimon ben Shatach tikin ksuva liisha. Shimon ben Shatach was masakin a ksuva to a woman in the sense that you write that all my assets, we have moir apsulas, we have a ksuva machlekes, whether ksuva is from the Torah or the Rabbanon. But nevertheless, what Shimon ben Shatach did was he added that you have to say that all my assets are, there's a lien on all my assets to ensure that I pay the ksuva of my wife. Because what happened was, before then there was a ksuva. But every time that he got angry, he would just say, go take your ksuva and get out of here. So easy to say that. But then when he put a lien on all of his assets, he would think twice, even when he's angry, because he might, you know, lose everything that he has. And the next thing was, because he also was gezer tumah al klei matches, he was also gezer tumah on metal kalim. Now what exactly does that mean? The Torah already told us there is tumah. The Gemara will explain later. And then it says that Shammai Vehil, what did they do? Gozer tumah al-yadayim. It says clearly that they were gozer tumah on hands. So what do you tell me? Yuchas dover tamidei Shammai tamidei Hil. Says the Gemara then says, you might want to answer. But when it says Shammai, it means Shammai and his whole yeshiva. V'chitei Shammai v'sayota v'hilu v'sayota Shammai and his whole group. And that means Shammai together with his students were involved in this 18 things, and Hilti, other students. But Omer Rabbi Yehuda Mishmuel can't be, because we have a rule. Rabbi Yehuda says in the name of Mishmuel, Yud Ches Dover Gozru. There were 18 things that they all agreed on when they made all of the Exodus. Or Yuchas Nerchu, that these very 18 things, first they argued about it for a long time, but then Shammai waited until they had the Rabbim, the majority of people, and that's when they said, okay, it's time to have a vote. And Beis Shammai was more than Beis Hillel, so therefore these 18 things we follow Beis Shammai. So they were arguing 18 things. What's the problem with that? And yet we know that the Ilu Hillel Beis Shammai Lo Nechaku Elu Yilvokayus. Hillel and Shammai personally only had three arguments. All the arguments in Shas we have is Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai. The Amar Rav Huna says Begimul Mokayus Nechaku, that they only argue in three places. We'll see later what they are. So Lechayda. So obviously, Hillel and Shammai were not involved in the 18 things. If Hillel and Shammai were not involved in the 18 things, then why are you telling me that students of Hillel and Shammai did the Gzeira Yadayim, when in fact, it was Shammai and Hillel themselves? The Chitema, or maybe we can say it was two stages. Also, Inu, Hillel came and Shammai came along and Gozer Litlis. They said that your hands are tummy to the extent that if you touch Truma, we don't burn it, nor can you eat it, it just remains in suspense. And also Talmidai came along, Talmidim, the Gozer, Lisra, he came along, Talmidim, and they were Gozer to burn. They said, let's go on the next stage, that your hands are so tummy that if you touch Truma, you actually have to burn the Truma, which is a big Chiddush. Can't be either, because Muhammad Ilfa said, and Ilfa is, we'll have him in the Gemara Tainus, we had him a lot in Zvachim, he was the friend of Rabbi Yechanan that ended up going into business, and Rabbi Yechanan heard the Basker, which Ilfa didn't. Rabbi Yechon remained a rabbi. And Ilfa said in the Gemara Tainus that even though he went to business, he still knew how to learn very, very well. And he can find the support for every braisa in a Mishnah. And he says, and this argument of Shammai, this din of Shammai and Hillel about Yodayim, when this Yud Ches Dover came along and said, Yadayim are tamei. Yadayim tchil yirosim from the very first inception is l'seifa. It was not two stages. They said yadayim are tamei, and they said like a vada tuma, and you have to burn the truma. So what does it mean? Shama v'hil made yadayim, and Beis Shama and Beis Shama made yudches dover. Elul Gemara says you're right. This is what happened, and this is interesting. Also inu gozer v'lekimunayu. Hillel and Shammai together came along and made a gzeda, and nobody listened. But also Talmudayu gozer v'kibulunayu. This Talmidim came and people listened. It's amazing. So Hillel and Shammai people didn't listen to their psak, but to their students they did listen. And could be it seems and the reason is because it seems to me that Hillel and Shammai they didn't argue about it. They both agreed and they came up with a gzeda. It was a very difficult gzeda that people you know the hands you always got to wash before you truma. So it's not so easy. Hillel, but Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai had a big argument. Beis Hillel didn't want to gozer, and Beis Shammai did want to gozer. In fact, Beis Hillel went against their own Rebbe. They didn't want to be gozer, because we just learned that all 18 things they argued about. But after all the argument, they exhausted all the different arguments. They came and they paskened that the law is that you have to wash your hands. So people then took it more seriously because it wasn't just stam, a whim. It seemed that they went through all the arguments and they came to this conclusion. So as difficult as it is, as it was, they accepted it. Says the Gemara, when I ask a question, you're telling me that they were gozer yadayim, but chayde bakati shleima gozer. We know that a shleima melech actually who was gozer this thing on the tulis yadayim. What's the story? There we had more erev. Damar Rabbi Yehuda Mishmul, Rabbi Yehuda named Mishmul, b'shar shetikin shleima erevin. When shleima melech made it takana of erevin, he made the whole idea of an erev that if you're going from one rishus yachid to another rishus yachid, he made a takana that you're not allowed to walk from one apartment to another, or one house to another, without making an erev. Why? Even though they're both rishus yachid, because if you're going to walk from outside your house to rishus yachid, could be you'll walk outside your house into rishus rabim, and therefore. He said he made that takana and until Shadayim. And he also said you have to wash your hands. You have to wash your hands before you eat. And we wash our hands for bread today, Srach Truma, because we have to make sure you wash your hands before Truma. So he's the one who introduced the idea you have to wash your hands. And in fact, Yotzeh Basko came out of Omna and said, Bni, my son, Im Chacham Libach, if you are so intelligent, Yismach Libi Gamani, I'm also very happy. And then another pasuk says, "Chacham bini, you're smart, v'samach libi, made me happy." Well, shiva chorfi dover, and all those who try to embarrass me, shame me, you brought back. So luchayim, we already know that. So Shleima made the takana. Answer the Gemara. It says, "Vavam aleph, Shleima gozel lekotchim. Shleima made a gzeda. You have to wash your hands before you eat karbonis." Va'asa inu, and then Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel came along with gozel after truma. They were gozel also for truma. The Kotzker Rebbe says that the genius of Shleima HaMelech was here. I mean, he had two psukim, two baskals. He made two takanas. The Rabbani made so many takanas. What's so special about Shleima? So the Kotzker Rebbe says that Eidavin means to mix. And in fact, the whole purpose of Eidavin was, why he allowed Eidavin was, in the end, is so that people can join together for meal on Shabbos, as Gemara Yishalmi says. So Eidavin is to mix, to bring people together. Netilas Yadayim is to separate, to keep people apart. But yeah, you know, you can't touch this, you can't do that, because your hands are tummy, who knows what you're going to spread. And the genius is that you have to know, everything has to be done with a measure. You have to mix, but there's a measure. You also need to know when to do Eidavin, and you need to know when to do the Tulis Yadayim. You need to know when you should mix, and you need to know when to be separate. Like we find ourselves today, unfortunately, that, you know, we have to be separate. And, you know, and when you know when you have to mix. Also, these two gzedas are basically the father of two different kinds of gzedas. There are some gzedas that we are worried, the chum are worried, that if we're going to allow you to do this, you might take allowances to do something else. If you're going to carry from your house to another house, you might think you're allowed to carry in Rishus Rabim, from your house in Rishus Rabim. So therefore, that the purpose is we're scared that you'll make yourself hetedim. So we stop that. And the other kind of gzedas is that we're going to do this, you might end up doing an issa, you might touch something that's wrong, or you might do something wrong, which is the other kind of netilas yadayim, washing your hands, because you might touch a tamidic place and then touch truma and ruin the truma. So therefore, Shleima Melech was the first one who came up with the two kinds, the paradigm of the two gzedas that we have, and that's why we have two different sukkim. Each one got a separate praise. They usually didn't praise him one pasuk for both gzedas. He made a separate praise because each one comes under a different category. Okay, just a couple more lines. Gufa, let's analyze. Amar Rabbi Yehuda Mishmul, Yudches Gozru or Yudches Nechutu. It says there that 18 things they decreed and 18 things they argued about. Vatanya, we learned Hushu Boy Biyoim, Hushu Boy Biyoim, Nechukulum, it says they all agreed on the same day. It sounds like there was no Machlekes. Answers the Gemara. No, first they all argued the 18 things. It wasn't so easy. And then the following day, they all came to an agreement. I guess once they realized that Beshameh had the majority, they all actually came out together and they made the Yitzchaz David together, Beshameh and Beis Hillel. Okay, we'll stop here.